City and county leaders of Milwaukee say they like most of a shared revenue bill that's now before a state Senate committee, but there's still a push to change parts, key parts of the legislation. Chuck Kornbach reports on a committee hearing yesterday in Madison.
The revised bill that came out of the state assembly last week would bring the biggest increases in shared revenue, that is, state payments to local governments, in decades. Almost all communities would receive at least a 15% increase. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County would get a 10% hike, but could raise more revenue by creating a City of Milwaukee sales tax or increasing the county's sales tax. But Republicans who control the Senate and those who run the Assembly disagree on whether the two Milwaukee governments would have to hold referenda and get voters to pass the sales tax increases. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson sides with a Senate plan to simply allow the Milwaukee County Board and City Council to take action.
County Council members are close to the communities they represent and can make informed and timely decisions on behalf of their constituents to move Milwaukee forward. A referendum, though, adds a significant element of uncertainty, and next year none of us want to revisit all the work, the hard work, that has brought us to this point now.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley also favors having the county board decide on raising the county sales tax.
But if we had to go to referendum, it would just require us to do a lot more work. And so we would have to continue to go to the voters and really explain to them why we're asking for these dollars.
The Milwaukee Police and Firefighters Union usually have a lot of clout with Republican legislators. Police Association President Andrew Wagner also calls for elected bodies to be able to vote on sales tax increases.
We need this referendum today. We need this bill today. We need that funding guaranteed coming into the city, not on a possibility, but on a guarantee that we will be able to fund the police officers and the firefighters that we need.
Wagner says the police department is down 200 officers from 5 years ago and hopes the city's sales tax and shared revenue increases would mean adding at least 100 officers. There's reportedly talk among some GOP lawmakers about making the county board and city council reach unanimous votes on sales tax increases. Mayor Johnson says he'd oppose that.
Nowhere in the United States for legislative bodies is a requirement for there to be unanimity on any one particular vote. Even when this bill was brought up in the assembly, there was not unanimity in the Republican caucus.
The other key difference of opinion between Assembly Republicans and local officials has to do with a provision that would curtail city and county DEI, that's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, in hiring and awarding of contracts. Milwaukee Common Council President Jose Perez says many Milwaukee companies have DEI efforts.
From Northwestern Mutual on down, from the Bucks, every organization has those. And even at the city, we have an employee resource group representing, and we want to be competitive that way. We want to make sure that our DEI programs are just as robust as the businesses we serve.
County Executive Crowley also calls county DEI efforts a recruitment and retention tool.
DEI for us, this is about retaining our employees, but also recruiting new employees. We know that this is a candidate's market, and so in order to compete with many of the private entities, we have DEI.
Crowley says the county would continue to follow requirements for federal grants and diversify which companies are hired on nationally funded projects. State Senate action on the shared revenue bill is expected relatively soon. But we also learned at the hearing that talks continue between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and GOP leaders on possibly reaching a final shared revenue deal that would easily have bipartisan support. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.